mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evangel Dye here on
100.7 The Word. Cristo the Rock FM. We're having a great time with myself, hey, Pastor Aaron, and Evangel Dye.
You just sabotaged that whole site, the word CristoTheRock.com. Aaron, rewind. It's thewordfm.com.
Lapalabrafm.com. And go ahead and check us out online at the word FM.
100.7
FM.
The word FM. You know,
I am tech savvy. I know my internet stuff. Internet, cafeteria lady, hairnet, whatever. You know, and it's important right now that Evangel Dye, that we go ahead and, you know, we've been talking to the folks, we've been talking to the people, but we don't want to just talk to you. We want you to talk to us, and we want to hear from you.
Yes.
And there's a way to do that. And at the bottom of your screen is our number to call in. We're going to be taking some calls pretty soon. But if you don't see anything on the bottom of your screen, then you need to know how to connect with us.
You know, I'm going to change your name, Pastor. I have to change. El Loco. El Loco.
FM.com. How do we get in touch? Here's how we get in touch. As you mentioned, Facebook. Facebook is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Libro de cara.
No. There's no translation for Facebook. Come on. Now that's taking it a little too far. It's Facebook.
Facebook. So I'm Aaron Menchaca on there. You can add me on there. The profile picture is black and white. There's another Aaron Menchaca in Austin. That's not me. Trust me. In several ways, that is definitely not me.
Let me say, if you find Aaron Menchaca, it's a black and white photo, and he's a handsome man.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
Aaron Menchaca.
I'll pay you for that.
I know. No. But we also have Cristo the Rock page now.
We can add that on there.
Cristo the Rock. Dallas is also our page, and then you can find me on Diana Acosta, under Diana Acosta. And, of course, there are a lot of Diana Acostas.
Yes.
You know, so I'm the one with the smile.
Yes.
And then the silly voice, but you won't be able to hear that on Facebook. So listen, tune in to thewordfm.com. You can also email us at CristoTheRock.
Yes.
Send us a message. Send us your prayer request. We also have our own email addresses. I have dianatoday.org that has been having some technical difficulties that I was discussing with Aaron. But you can write me at info@dianatoday.org. Or write to me directly at evangdiana at AOL.com. And I check that quite often.
That's your main email.
That's my main email.
My main email is menchaca7@hotmail.com. M-E-N-C-H-A-C-A, number 7, the letters T-H, and hotmail.com. And, you know, I will just give the invite to come by our church.
I was just going to say that. You know, Pastor, I know that there's been a few people that have visited your church because of the radio program.
Yes.
And that's the whole idea. We want you to write to us, come and meet us. So how, if someone wants to come and meet you personally and want to hear you speak, where would they go?
Well, we're there in Euless, Texas, about 4 miles from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport at 1202 West Euless Boulevard. 1202 West Euless Boulevard, Euless, Texas, 76040. And just mention that you heard the advertisement on Cristo the Rock, and you'll get a free prayer when you come. I'm just kidding. We don't charge ever for prayer.
Aaron, you're on a roll.
No. I come by the church.
Free prayer.
I'm telling you. You're going to mention the ad.
Now we're really going to get emails from people. What is that?
No. Free prayer for everyone, whether you heard it here or not.
Yes.
Hey, come by the church. We have services 10:30 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And my seat is slowly sinking. I don't know what happened. I'm kidding. Let me just mention, if you're driving to the church, you'll see the Euless Police Station. Then you'll see a gun shop. And then you'll see La Vina. So we have a special place on the road to redemption. La Vina Fellowship. And also, we are online at lavinaeulis.com.
Yes.
Check out our website. You see a list of all our ministers there. And one more thing I'm going to put out there at AaronMenchaca@wordpress.com. That's my blog. It's at the top, when you open that up, AaronMenchaca@wordpress.com, it'll say The Burning Question, and that is my personal blog.
And you know, I encourage you, besides Aaron being an amazing radio personality and a pastor, He is an amazing writer, honestly. And I know we're not trying to here boost each other up, but he has some... he has the gift of writing, and some of his stuff is really funny, to be honest, but some of it is just such a blessing and amazing. And also, I encourage you to go on that site. And also, if you want to come out, if you're in the Frisco area, I go to Elevate Life with Pastor Keith and Sheila Kraft, and we have an amazing word every Sunday morning, actually Saturday night and Sunday morning twice at 9 and at 11.
You have church on Saturday night?
Yes, we do.
I don't think that's... Is that authorized?
That is authorized. We are reaching the Dallas Metroplex area, and everyone, if you're out in the Prosper area, Little Elm area, if you're out in the Frisco area, and you should be pretty proud of me that I remember all these cities' names.
That is
a Cali
pretty
good. Girl like me.
There's a Prosper, Texas?
Yes, there's a Prosper, Texas.
Wow.
A lot McKinney.
Of prosperity gospel.
McKinney, there's Frisco, Little Elm, and all the surrounding areas. We have people that drive out to go to Elevate Life, which is on the corner of Main and Teal.
Wow. Teal as in uncle or
Teal? Teal as in T-E-E-L.
Teal.
Yes, Teal. And the address of our church, the exact address of our church, is 8500 Teal Parkway in Frisco. And right now, we're in the midst of a church project.
Wow, that looks incredible.
Yes, it is. It's amazing what God is doing in our church and in our community. There's a lot of community programs. So if you're out in the area, you want to drive out and meet us at Elevate Life with Pastor Keith and Sheila Kraft.
Will they get a free prayer with the mention of the ad?
Yes, we will give out a free prayer. But we also give vouchers for our first-time guests, and they get a free coffee at the coffee bar.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then they also get free valet parking.
Free valet parking.
Valet parking.
Wow.
And all of the single moms get a VIP permanent sticker for their car to have valet parking, especially those moms that have young children.
Yes.
I don't use it because mine are teenagers. They can actually walk on their own. But there's moms that during the rainy season and even this heat, they pull up to the front of the church, and we have some what they call our warrior team out there, and they park single moms' cars.
That's
and they help
awesome.
Them.
Do they have to tip the valet?
No tipping involved, just free prayers.
That's awesome.
Free prayers, Aaron. You said it. I repeat it. Free prayers.
That's a good
But you know what? It's a blessing.
Yeah.
And you know, those are things that are important in our life, because I remember when my children were very small, and I had to carry my purse, my Bible, a diaper bag, a carrier.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really difficult, especially when it's raining. And some of these men that are out there in the parking lot, and I'm sending a shout out to all of our men out in Elevate Life, you know, they'll be out there with the raincoats, and they stay out there and really serve our community and making sure that our single moms are well taken care of in our church.
That is awesome. That is awesome. There's no excuse tomorrow morning to not have a place for you to go, whether you're north, Elevate Life, you're near the airport, La Vina Fellowship.
That's right.
Wherever you need to.
Yeah, or call in or go on the website and find
Probably
a local church.
At the number at the bottom of the screen. Right there.
Aaron!
I'm sorry.
If you're driving, please don't look for the number on the bottom of the screen. And if
It'll
you're wondering
Honda
why we're being
Nissan.
We're not even being silly. I think we're experiencing a lot of joy.
That's right.
Actually, we are. We're enjoying each other's company. We're enjoying the topic that we're talking about, which is recharge yourself. And I know it's a catchy subject or a catchy title, but there's so much reality behind it.
Yeah.
We really do need to work on ourselves. We really need to find those things. Now, we talked about working on ourselves and loving ourselves, but I want to take you in the direction, Aaron, about resting.
Resting. Well, I'm sorry, but Dana, we're Americans. We don't rest.
Really?
We don't rest. No, we keep going. We keep plugging away.
We keep going and going.
How many days off, Diana, do you get? I'm just curious. I mean, you probably
now you just put me on the spot.
You probably get a couple days off. Is this how it works? You get a couple days off, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But you come home and there's still work to do.
Yes, there is always work to do.
And there's work here and there's work there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get rest days. I'm a pastor at the church. My rest day is Monday.
Right.
But stuff comes up. But yesterday I was doing.
And that's such a classic.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I totally respect pastors. They need to take time off. They cannot be everywhere. They cannot be everything to everyone. And I think I've even shared that with you.
Yeah.
Because when we burn ourselves at both ends, we are no good behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
And our primary responsibility with the church is to be able to feed the church the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we train leaders. That's the reason why we have different departments in the church. And we can't be doing everything. Although it looks as though, wow, you know, our pastor loves God and he's involved in, you know, he greets the people at the door, then he picks up the offering. No, that is not healthy for any church, especially not for the person who is commissioned. The apostles, they're our example. Why did they establish deacons?
That carry the load, to help the load. There's a lot of load in the ministry, a lot of load in the
church. What did the apostles say? So that we can dedicate ourselves to the Word of God.
The Word of God.
And the teaching of the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, Pastor Aaron, and for whomever is listening to me right now, and this is a reality, I pastored for many years in California. And I will tell you, the very people who most of the time drain our strengths in wanting us to do everything are the very first ones that will complain when we don't preach a good message.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I won't argue that because I know I've seen it way too many times.
Not everyone is going to be happy with you.
No.
No matter what, whether you're in ministry or not, whether you're at work, somebody's always going to have a problem.
Yes.
But speaking of rest, the Word of God tells us that we've got to rest.
Yes.
Some people won't be happy. Do it. And just looking in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 2, you know, chapter 1, God is just creating. He's making. He's speaking and making the earth and different parts of it and the heavens and making the darkness and the light. And I'm going to read an interesting verse here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. It says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished." So God had done his creative work. He had finished them and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he'd rested, and he rested, speaking of God, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. And then verse 3, so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Stop and think about that. We know these verses. We know that we've heard this before. But God, the eternal God, the almighty God, rested. He chose to rest. He didn't need to rest. You know, we got to make that distinction that the Word of God says that God does not get weary. God does never slumber or sleep. God doesn't get worn out. God didn't make all the things that he did and said, boy, I got to take a breather. Let me take the seventh day and just call it quits for a little while. God had and still has eternal strength and never falters from that. But he chose to rest. He chose to take a day to rest on it and bless it and call that holy. And we should take a look at that. We'd realize that there's something significant about rest, that God blessed that day. And if we look on to Exodus 20, the theme of rest continues in the Word of God. God had brought his people out of, making him his people, the Israelites,
making them
a nation, bringing them out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And he's given them the commandments. He says, okay, you're my people, and I'm going to tell my servant Moses here the way you're going to live and what you're going to do because you're my people and I have the right to, you know, God had the right to tell them how they should be his people, what they should do. And in Exodus 20, he gave the Ten Commandments, and in verse 8, he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the seventh day. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is their stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. Once again, he blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So these were God's people, and God was telling them how they should live. Of course they're his people. And he's telling them in the same way that I rested, you must follow in that pattern. You must work your 6 days, and on the seventh day, rest. And he blessed it and made it holy. Now we know through the sacrifice of Christ, through the work that he did on the cross, that we are now called through the blood of Christ. We are the people of God. You know, we are the holy nation called into Lord. And he tells us as well to rest. We should have rest in our lives. We should.
What kind of rest are we talking about? What kind of rest are we encouraging our listeners to have?
Yeah. What kind? Well, you know, the short answer is, you know, the people were supposed to rest physically. And that's good. We know we need to rest, right? I mean, what happens if you keep going, Diana, day to day, and you don't stop and you keep on working? What happens to you? You're going to, like you said, you're going to get burned out.
You burn out, and then resting not only means taking a nap or falling asleep, it's also resting in your spirit.
Yeah.
It's also resting in the sense of being able to relax in what you're doing. Because there's people that say, yeah, I'm taking a day off, but they're so anxious and thinking about all these things that even when they want to, they don't. They don't even take it. And I say this because I have had to literally take time out to physically say, you need to shut down. Yeah. Because I always have so much stuff going on that I need, my body will, I will feel it, that it's going to shut, it needs to shut down. Yeah. It just has to.
Yeah.
And if you don't take that kind of rest and find that, then even what you're doing, you can't enjoy it. Mm. You're too tired, or you're too worried, or you're anxious, or you're...
Yeah.
So that's the kind of rest that we're in, that you need to have.
There's the, you've got to rest physically. You've got to do that. And like you mentioned, you've got to rest spiritually. And in Hebrews, it talks about a different kind of rest than just physical, that spiritual rest. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit, Hebrews chapter 3, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
Right.
On the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they will always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my way. And then in verse 11, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
Mm.
God has a special rest, a special kind of rest for his people that he was trying to give them. He was trying to have them to enter into. And so I'm seeing this, and God has this rest. They shall not enter my rest. And this is alluding here in Hebrews. It's talk about something that happened. What did they do that disqualified them from the rest that God intended for them? That he said, you know what, they're not going to get into it. I'm not going to allow them to enter it. What did they do? I want to know. I want to know if there's a rest that the Lord is going to give. I want to know how to make sure that I get that rest. Well, if you look over in Psalms, and just going to go through a few verses here in Psalms 95, and starting in verse 6, it says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he's our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, there are a people who go astray in their heart. We just heard this. And they have not known my ways. Therefore, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. So once again, he's speaking of God that said they're not going to enter into it because of what they did at here, Meribah and Massah. They did something at these places that excluded them from the rest that God had for them. Now, just I want to get more specific. What was it? It's like a mystery to me. We're going to make this not an unsolved mystery. But a solved mystery, the Word of God is going to tell us that what we need to avoid, what we need to stay away from, with the thing that they did, we need to avoid that because we want to enter that rest. Well, it talks here, I'm just going to read in Exodus chapter 17, all the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages according to the commandment of the Lord and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. So they were moving on. God was providing. He took them out of Egypt. They were going on. But at this one place, there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. And Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord? But the people thirsted there for water. The people grumbled against Moses and said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses cried to the Lord, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, pass on before them, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink. Now, and Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. In verse 7, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they test the Lord by saying, is the Lord among us or not? that incident right there. They showed up. They didn't see water in the time that they wanted to see water. They doubted the Lord. They grumbled. And because of that, because of their doubt in God, because of the fact they didn't trust the Lord, they God excluded them from his rest. So what's the short answer here on rest? How do I want to have rest? I want to rest on that seventh day, but also...
Nuestro mejor grito de júbilo delante del Rey de Reyes. Su presencia hoy está aquí para llenar. Ven, anímate, alabemos juntos hoy, porque el fuego del Señor en tu corazón está y tu tristeza cambiará por el gozo de su presencia hoy está aquí para llenar. Ven, anímate, alabemos juntos hoy, porque el fuego del Señor en tu corazón está y tu tristeza cambiará por el gozo del Señor. Ven y llénate de gozo.
Hallelujah! Woo! Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you don't like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo,
yo,
you don't like me.
Yo, short, big nose, big lip. Kinda stuff to stutter, butter, never trip. Got my daddy.